We are learning Mesechtas Psachim Daf Yud Omer Beis, and we are starting on top of the Omer Yud Omer Beis. Another case over here of Safek Chametz. Hiniach Vazav Azu. Someone left his Chametz in one corner, and he finds it the next day in the other corner. What are you worried about? Looks like there was mouse around here. There was mice here. If mice moved it from one corner to another corner, they might have taken the Chametz from all over the place, bring new Chametz. That's the problem. Once you see there's something going on, you're worried, you might need a new Bdika. So what's the halacha here? Plukta der Shirumi of Rabban. Plukta der Shirumi of Rabban. Time to the Braisa. Kardoim Sha'avad Bais. Someone lost his axe. He had an axe in his house, he had his hammer in his house, and it was lost. The halacha is a bias is Tommy. The bias is Tommy. Why? Shani Omer, I say, Adam Tommy Nichlas Hashem Natlu. A person who was Tommy came in and took it away. And the Farshim explained that who steals, usually it's a Rasha. A Rasha is not worse than Am Aretz. Am Aretz, we say, Estam Am Aretz is Tommy. And therefore your house will be Tommy because we say that if it's missing, it must have been a Am Aretz came in and stole your hammer, therefore your whole house is Tommy. So Mil Amer, no, Abai is Tar. Shani Omer, that it's missing, you're absent minded. Shani Omer, Hashu Lach of Ashacha, you lent it to someone, you forgot about it. Oh, or you moved it from one corner to another corner of a shachach and you forgot that you put it into another corner. Break the Gemara, Shimon Mil should just argue on about something that's lost. And he said you probably lent it out. Why do you bring a new case of Zavas Zavas? Zavas Man the Charshmei. Whoever asked you to tell me something about corners? Zog Gemara, Chsuri Mechsur. You have to change the Tanakam a little bit. Vachtani. Karadim Shavah Babayis. If someone loses his hammer, Habayis Tommy. The bias is Tommy. Why should he? Odom Tommy Nichlas Sham Nato. We say a person who is Tommy came in and took it away because someone who comes in to steal things from you is Tommy. Or another case in the ratio was, or if he left his hammer in this corner, he found his hammer in another corner, a ganav came into your house and moved the hammer from corner to corner. That's a Tanakh Kama. So in real Omer, all change is just putting in the case of Zavis. So in real Omer, Abai is Tahar, Shani Omer, Hashil Lach of Ashachach. He probably lent it to someone else and forgot. No one really stole it. Or he put it into one corner and he moved it to another corner and he forgot. So therefore, Shani Omer holds not a Chashash Tumah. So same thing by Chametz. The feeder Rabbanon who are worried that you're not absent-minded, but something happened, so you're worried that a mouse came and moved the Chametz from corner to corner, and therefore you have to do a bdika. But according to Shimon Gamliel, where you say you're an absent-minded professor, then the halacha is that you do not need bdika. You're the one who probably moved it from corner to corner. Omar Rav, Achbar Nichnas V'Kikar B'Fiv. A little mouse, you see, go running to your house with a kikar in his mouth, with a cookie in his mouth. He runs after it. And he sees a trail. The mouse disappeared, but you see a trail of perurim. So what's the question? The question is, maybe, and Taisha speaks out, these perurim are the same size as the kikar. They add up to the kikar. So is this the kikar or not? Or you have to still look for the house because this is something else. Halacha is tzarech b'dika. Why? Because ain't darker so achbar lefarer. A achbar doesn't take a cookie and make it into crumbs and leave it there. He takes it with him. And this is not the kikar that the achbar brought in, and you still have to look for the kikar. That's halacha by an achbar. But by a tinuk, by a rava, tinuk, if a little child nichas kikar b'yadai, and it's kikar in his hand, but nichas achbar, he ran after him, what's the problem? You find crumbs behind him that equal up a kikar, ain't tzarech b'dika. This is that kikar, this is that cookie. It's very normal. If the kid doesn't like it, he'll just grind it up here and leave it there where it is, and therefore you could assume this is it. This is it. Because we said it's the same size. That's it. Yeah. Let's see Tysus. He's already asking. Let's see Tysus Mepnei. Look, Tysus. A Mairi, she yes, Perurim, can they call La Kika? La Kaka in Tsar Plika. It's Perurim enough for the whole Kika. You put it back together, it's Mamish. It's like a. It's like an airplane crash. You put it back together, mamish. Everything. Everything is together, Mashi. That's the terrace.
It's a tiny little crumb.
Yeah, it's bottle mail if you have it full. Yeah. I'll show you have a little because we have to clean it up. Boy, Rava. Kids, that.
Full amount. Well, if you're missing one little crumb, you don't
have it. The Gemara says you do. Gemara said before that Gemara says, why I think Bittel. So Gemara says, that's bottle ma'elah. So Gemara says, that there's a stickle of Shem Yovel. You might find a gluski yovel. It sounds like even on a crumb. It sounds like even on a crumb. It could be. It's bottom a love. It's more than a crumb. Shal b'dika is chomer a shayla on crumbs. We say maybe a Cheerio size. You're right. That depends how big it is. But also if it gets dirty. But the Maaseh Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says call a kikar. Tosfos says you have to call a kikar. That's Tosfos says. Moshe's kash is that it's hard for him to imagine how you could do that. Put it back together. But that does, that says, yeah. Achbar nichnas v'kikar v'fiv. A new case, you see a little Achbar running into the house with a cookie in his mouth. But Achbar yoytze kikar v'fiv. And you see Achbar running out with a kikar in his mouth. Now, do you say it's the same mouse or a different mouse? Me and me and Hainu Haidov, I know Haidanofak. It's the same mouse that ran in and ran out. So I'm good. I don't have to abdika. Same way. He's doing our coffers. Maybe it's a different mouse. It's a different mouse coming out. So that's a suffix. Now, let's just say that it's the same one ran in, ran out. You can assume that, let's say. And we know the Rambam's cloud is always passing like the Imtim Saloima. Imtim Saloima, Hainu Haidol, the one that ran in, ran out. Because what's the chance of the same one, same color? What about the Shailah of Achbar Lovam Nichna? See a white mouse running. And you see a black one running out. The kikar b'fiv and the kikar is in the mouth. Mao. Hai vada achvinu. So sure, a different one. So you have to now check your house for chametz. Even though it's a different mouse, it's the same piece of chametz maybe. That he threw it to the other guy and the guy took it. The black one took it. The black one took it and ran out. The kikar. That's what happened. So then you know that you're safe. So you're not sure. Is it a different cookie? It's the same cookie. That's a child. If you say the achbarim don't take from each other, they don't take from each other. They each hold on to their own. What about achbar? So that's out. What about achbar nichnas v'kikar b'fiv v'chuldo yoytz v'kikar b'fiyah? A achbar ran in and a chuldo weasel, which is a bigger animal than an achbar. It's bigger than a mouse. The kikar b'fiyah mao. Chul devada im achbar shakos say a chul definitely takes from the mouse, so you can assume that's the same cookie. Oidilma achrinu. It must be a different cookie. Why? The meisid im achbar shakalte. If he took the cookie from the achbar from the mouse, achbar b'fiyah mishtakach. He would have had the mouse in his mouth also as well. V'intim shloim meisid im achbar shakalte achbar b'fiyah mishtakach. And if you say that if he would have took it from the mouse, he would have had it in his own mouth. Then, what about Achbar Nichnas, V'kikar B'fiv, V'chuldo Yoytz, and out comes the weasel, V'kikar of Achbar B'fiv, V'chuldo. In the mouth of the Chuldo, on two sides of his mouth, one side he has a mouse, and one side he has a cookie. So, Hachavada Ihu, it must be the same cookie from the Achbar. I don't know. The cookie should have still been in the Achbar's mouth. I don't know. Isa the Ihu knew, Kikar B'fiv Achbar Mishtakach. The Kikar would have been in the mouse's mouth. Hachavada Ihu, it would have been found. Oidilma, no, Shemi Susu, the Nafal, may have fell out of the cookie, fell out of the mouse's mouth, and fell out of the Shakalte, and he picked it up. Teiku, we're not sure what to do in all these cases. We don't know what to do in all these cases. Teiku. And now, in this last case, according to the Rambam, we're passing all the Intim Slammers, we're passing like those cases. Anu Shail, Boy Rava, Kikur Vishmei Kaira. If you have a cookie on the rafters, you know, picture some big auditorium, and on top of the rafters is a cookie there. That's the topic. He had a big house. He had a house like a Tom's River. On top there, he had Bishmei Kaira. Tzorach Sulam Lohirida. Do you need a Sulam to take it down? The only way to get it down is to get a Sulam. Okay? That's the only way to get it down. Shaila is, do you have to do B'dikas Chametz for this or not? Oye in Tzorach. Mir Minon Kuli Hai Loya Tuchur Rabbanon. Do you say that, you know, you don't have to go up there. Kivim Loy Nachas Ben Afshay Loy Osa Mechle. It's not going to come down. You're not going to come to eat it. It ain't coming down. We're not worried you can take a ladder on Pesach and go climb up and take a cookie. Maybe it'll fall down and you come to eat it. That's a suffix. You are choshish. Since it's on a place where there's gravity, it could fall down. So you have to get rid of it. You have to do b'dikas chametz on that. But what about kikar rabar? If it's in a deep pit. And tzarach sulam alois, you need a ladder to get down there. Do you have to go down and bring it up or not? Ayin tzarach. It's never going to come up to ground level by itself. It doesn't go up. Sometimes I have to go down there to use the facilities. But also the mechel come to eat it. If I'll go down there, what about kikar v'fi nachash? A kikar in a snake's mouth. And the only way to get it out, you need a special snake professional to get it out. Tzarech chabar lohoitzi. You have to hire someone to get the kikar out of the snake's mouth. Maybe only you have to do to be the chomes of your guf, not to pay money for it. Maybe not. Maybe it makes a difference. Teiku. So that's the shaila over here. So there's two questions I want to speak out. Tosfos first of all speaks out. We're saying over here that as mammon, you don't spend mammon to go get rid of the chomes. We have before. You do have to spend money. People love spending money to do the chomes. So Tosfos answers that's only when it's a vaday chomes. But here, the snake might eat it or take it out. It's not for sure going to be here for Pesach, and therefore it's better. That's Tosfos Dibur Maschil B'Maina. Another very important thing is that Tosfos asks on Daf Beis, asks Miss Gemara on Rashi Shita. Rashi holds, the reason I make these chametz is by Yirah, by Yimotza. Tosfos learns the reason I make because Shem Yavah La'Eichloi. So Bishlam asks Shem Yavah La'Eichloi, come to eat it. We understand, if it's on the rafter, it's not come to eat it. But it's by Yirah, by Yimotza, I don't care where it is. If I know I have chametz up there, I gotta get rid of it. It's by Yirah, by Yimotza. That's Tosfos' question on Rashi from this sugya. What's the terrorist? Look at the plane. Shua there, Chedush Yerim, Sfasemes, have different druids in there. One of the mahalachma you have to look into better is that could be no by rabbi amatzah something on the rafters, but that's a little bit of a big chiddush. But upon him, what you make bittul, I know, but the Rashi learns always even though you have bittul, you still have by rabbi amatzah. So no, right here you can see you know it's there. So that you want to say there's no by rabbi amatzah, no chash there, but the Tosfos Beis brings this gemara as a raya. Tosfos says. So Rashi, you bring a riot, the chash is al shem yavah loichla. That's what Tosfos learns, brings a riot from here. You have to have Rashi answers. Let's see the Gemara Vaita. Rudaime. Mishnah Vaita. New Mishnah. Rabbi Yudaime, Boitkim, Ar Yudal, you make a bdikas chametz Ar Yudal, which means the 13th by night, the night of the 14th, of Yudal Shachris, the morning you wake up of Shachris, again you make bdika, of a shas abir. We'll see in the Gemara what this means. Of a shas abir means in the sixth hour. After the full 6 hours is Issa Chametz Daraisa. In the 6th hour is the time when you burn Chametz. In that 6 hours, you make a B'dika. You didn't make a B'dika or Yadalad, you make a B'dika in the morning. You make a B'dika B'Sai Chamayid. What B'Sai Chamayid mean? Rashi learns it means in the Mayid of beer, which means six in the 6th hour. You didn't check in the 6th hour, you check the rest of Erev Pesach from 6th hour and up. Whatever you found, or whatever you left over to eat in the morning, hide it, like we learned before, might be something missing, you need a new bdika. Now Tosfos takes issue with Rashi's pshat that b'soi chamoyed means in the 6th hour. Why does it change? When it says Rabbi Yehuda, it says b'shas abir. And here it says b'soi chamoyed. So Tosfos asks, it's a little shvar. Tosfos says b'soi chamoyed means on yontiv itself. Bdika on yontiv itself, and achamoyed means after yontiv. You worry about Chomish Ovah on Pesach, you check it for that. That's what Tosfos learns. We learned like Rashi's Pshat, but Tosfos asks a kash on that. And maybe we'll get back to that if we have time to explain the Machlekas. So, Gemara, my time of. What? Did you make a B'dika afterwards? Did you make a B'dika? We pass him like Tosfos, you make a B'dika on Pesach also. You go to the hotel on Pesach, you have to make a B'dika. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Pshat on Rabbi Yehuda that. You may have to make 3 bedikas. Rav Chista, Rav Huna, Dharma Tavayo, Kenegas, Shalosh, Hashpashas of the Torah. There's 3 lashonos of getting rid of chametz in the Torah. First is lo yirah, bal yirah, what we call bal yirah. Lo yirah lachametz, lo yirah lachasar. That's number one, lo yirah. Second one is shivas yom, sar lo yimatz v'atechem, that we call bal yimatz. And the third one is ach v'yam rishin tashpisu, sar v'atechem, we call that tashpisu. There are three type of lashonos, which talking about now I have chametz in your house. Tashpisu, bayirah, bayimatzah. That's why you need 3 bedikas. And what would be the point of 3 bedikas? So the Pnei Yeshua explains, the point of 3 bedikas would be, as we have before, the Gemara says, you're not choshesh for a chodah that remove something house to house. But Rav Yehuda says, we are a little bit choshesh. Make 3 bedikas this way. If any chodahs happen, you're making 3 bedikas, you're doing a very good job, and then you'll save yourself for any choshesh of the chodah. That's the Pnei Yeshua learns. That would be the hezber, pshat, why make 3 bedikas. Moser Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says it's not true, this halacha. Moser Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, I mean, Losh Rav Yehuda in the Brayis is like this. Rav Yehuda, I mean, Kolshloi Badik, Vesolish Prakam Lalu, Shuvayim Badik. You didn't make a B'dika these 3 times, you're stuck, you can't do B'dika anymore. Alma Mekam Ve'elechu Depligi. You see, his Iker Vart is that this is it. After this, you can't make a B'dika anymore. Lafuke the Rabbanon will say, if you miss these 3 times, you still can make a B'dika. That's his Mashem Rav Yehuda. Not that you need three bedikas. It just means that you could do it. If you miss it, you have 3 chances. After, you have no chance anymore. And my Zutra Masti, even more first Rabbi Yehuda, it says like this. My Zutra Masti Hachi, Masa Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a kosher bodek be'echad b'shalish ha'prak v'alu. Anyone who doesn't, not bodek one of these three things, you see, be'echad, shuv einai bodek, he can't do bodek anymore. Amma b'shuv einai bodek with the pligi, you see, the machlekes is b'shuv einai bodek. And that's the machlekes. Not that Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to make three bedikas straight. He holds that one of these is good. After that, you're stuck. Zok to Gemara, Elo Rabbi Yehuda nami im loy bada kama. You're right. It means if you didn't do bedika. And what's the beer hamachlekes? We have a machlekes really comes out through Rashi. Let's say the machlekes is erev Pesach after zman beer. Could you make a bedika? What's the machlekes? Welcome efkei masav mekami esura im basa esura loy. One man the Yama holds that only before Zman Issa Achila could you make Bedika. After you can't make Bedika, well, why not? What's wrong with that? Zera Duma Asa L'meichel Meim. You come to eat it. You make Bedika, you might find something, you come to eat it. Don't make Bedika. Better not to make Bedika. Rabbanon Sabri Lo Gezer. You're not Gezer. So, Fidu Rabbanon, Fidu Rashi, you have to explain, if you're not Gezerinon, so why on Pesach don't you make a Bedika's Chametz? Lefi Rashi's Pshat. So there's two Pshatim, Mashal and the Mashal. Mashal says pshat is because if on Pesach you find something, it'll be an issa karis. Mashenken erev Pesach is only issa lav. So there, even ihogri shem yavi osel meichel mnei. It's not worth the chance. According to the Mashal, he says shmak pshat. He says there's no point in making bdikas chametz on Pesach. You can't get rid of it. You can't burn it. It's also to burn on Pesach. So erev Pesach, you find, you'll burn it. Here, what's the point? If you find it, you'll cover it. But you go look for it and to cover it, there's no point. You're not getting rid of it anyway. It's not going to be here anyway. And therefore, once I guess the Zman Bdika stops, you can't restart it, I guess. That's a Tupshat in the Gemara according to Rashi. That's maybe why Tosfos argues, because he says, what's the difference? If you're not Chayshim Mechamim, what's the difference to Yontif? And therefore, Tosfos holds, we know why Tosfos argues, because he doesn't like the Lashon, but if Tosfos comes out, that's better.